I didn't hear you correctly.
No, but our friend Steven
God
from...
is a transvestite.
Wow.
Now you're going to piss people off. That's great. That's awesome. Shim.
I feel like I have to cut that out.
No, you don't. Leave that in.
I don't. I have no problems with plastering
like
that on
Rocky
the internet.
Rocky Horror style or what?
No, like full on, like...
Like full on, pre-op, like post-op. Like
pre-op like, hormones and a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
So wait, not born with both, but...
No, no, but having sculpted...
That's something you can find on Craigslist.
Medical science, yes, yes.
Sad but true.
Oh my. Is that a cue card?
No more tranny talk.
No more tranny talk, apparently.
Oh, well, thanks, Mom.
Yeah, anyway.
I got myself into trouble. I got
started. No, you can't tell that story. it'll only end up having to get cut out, so you don't need to.
Well, it could make a really good outtake.
Yep, there
that's
we go.
What I was outtakes trying to say. Newsletter.
I have a couple good tranny stories, actually.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
Trevor's just like, what the fuck did I get myself
I was
into?
There for most of them as
oh,
well.
No.
Oh, my God.
Well, you could share them. We could use them for our
Trevor
newsletter.
Has a good Thai tranny story from Thailand. You and Shane.
Lady boys.
I wasn't in Thailand with Shane, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, the tranny in the
if
bathroom?
If you're
going to
tell me a tranny story, I need some more
what?
Beer.
Yeah.
There's no more beer at the end of this table.
Was that you?
Finish that first.
Was right. that you who told me the tranny sorry, in the bathroom it. Story?
No.
Oh.
That's the other Trevor.
That's the other Trevor.
Because there's so many
that's
of us.
Trevina.
Well, either way, I had two buddies who went to Thailand, and
which not, one of them was not Trevor.
No, and the one buddy they were hanging out, and he was just like, "Well, I'm gonna get a hooker. You want one too?
I'm gonna get a soda. You want? I'm gonna get a hooker. You want one too?
Yeah. And
I mean, it is Thailand.
Does anybody need anything while I'm up?
No. And so like my one buddy was just like,
while
nah,
I'm up.
Yeah. It's just I'm gonna no, dude. I'm good. I'm gonna stay here. So he's like, "Oh, I'll just get you one anyway. Anyway, you know, just like, oh, I'll just grab you a slice. You know? So, like, they went back to the room, he went back to the room, and my one buddy's, like, in the bed with the one hooker, and the other one's, like, cleaning the bathroom.
What?
And he went over, and he's like, dude, like, why is the hooker, like, cleaning the bathroom? And he's like, you know, waves the other hooker in the room. He's like, come here. And he's like, lift up your skirt, and there was a dick.
Oh my.
And so he was like, dude, like what? Like why are you like why did you get a hooker? He's like, dude, obviously I didn't know. But, like I already paid for it, so I was just like, well, you might as well do something useful.
I call shenanigans on that story. That's not true.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't believe that for even one second.
Sounds like a joke.
Yeah.
It's like a horse walked into a bar.
Yeah.
And bartender says,
hey oh, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Wow.
Hey, right. That's a Family Guy clip joke.
I know. I was going to tell a really bad corny joke, and you told an actually good joke. I was going to say a horse walks into a bar, and the bartender says, hey, we have a drink name after you. And he goes, really? You have a drink named Kevin?
Didn't
quite get wah, the same response.
It's all in the delivery. you had to be
oh,
there.
No. We were there. You just told it here in front of us.
Oh, here's an awesome story. So Trevor and I were in Rome in 2010.
Wait, Trevor?
I actually was okay. in Rome.
Yeah,
I actually was in Thailand, but I had no friends who got hookers or any of that shenanigan bullshit.
that you know of, at least.
So Trevor and I were in Rome in 2010. This was when we were in grad school. We did like a spring break. Like, you know, Trevor took me to Ireland. We went to Dublin first and then just caught like we were just going to fly anywhere in Europe, and Rome happened to be the cheapest flight. So we ended up flying to Italy, and we were there for a few days just kind of hanging out and seeing some, you know, some old shit.
Some old shit.
And
and chicks with dicks.
No, so we're in this we're
just
in,
one.
So we're in this we're in this club in Rome, and there were these two trannies in the club.
Actually, stop, because the beginning of the story is funnier because it had been raining really hard, and it stopped raining. We got to the bar and we went outside because Luke was a smoker at the time and he wanted to have a cigarette. And we're standing outside with our beers, and there's like an awning above just the entrance to the bar. And one of the guys says to Luke, "Oh, you probably shouldn't stand there." Because obviously he was filled with water. And right at that exact second, it just unloaded all down his back. And like, I mean, he was like drenched. Like, I mean, this was like 4 or 5 gallons of water poured all over him. Like, he literally, we went to the bathroom. He went into a cubicle, took his shirt off, and I like had to dry it for him under the dryer.
Oh my
it was like,
God.
It wasn't even like, oh, you're just a little bit wet. It'll dry out.
No, like, it was like, holy shit, like I'm fucking wet.
But it was just the timing. If I just had my phone out.
No, it was. I'm soaking wet. He's laughing his balls off.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. It was so, so funny.
So that happened. And then, we go back into the club. And, there are these two trannies in the club. And the one just starts, exposing herself to everybody. And she had, a great rack. It was pretty good.
They're fake. So,
whatever, dude.
The marvels of modern medicine.
That's amazing. So that was kind of, I was like, oh, this is interesting. And then,
he's like, huh, this is an
Yeah. So, like, so I'm outside smoking.
She was really drunk. Literally, we're standing at the bar and, she just walks to the bar, goes like that, lifting up. And it's obviously, really, really drunk. Anyway.
So I'm outside having another smoke, and this club sat on a hill. More beer. Sounds good. So this club sat on a hill, and then there was a ramp that went down to the street level. So all of a sudden, there was this massive commotion, and this bouncer is dragging the tranny in a headlock down this hill, and throws the tranny into the street.
Can I just say, you have to isolate the bouncer is dragging the tranny in a headlock and use that as a sound clip.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually a good idea. Yeah, don't mind if I do.
So hold on. Am I the bouncer or the tranny? I'm only okay with one of those. You guess?
I shudder to think.
Oh, dude, it was insane. So
because you are far too small to be a bouncer.
Ooh, touche.
Anyway, so the bouncer had the tranny in a headlock.
So he throws the tranny out onto the street, right? Tranny falls down. He gets pissed. He comes at the bouncer with a freaking haymaker, full on, windmill, this. And the trouncer just sits there, Mike Tyson
trouncer,
style.
The trouncer.
The bouncer.
The bouncer and the tranny have fused at this point and formed
the
trouncer.
Now I'm both.
I am the trouncer.
So the bouncer goes, Mike Tyson, squares up and just goes, boom! Ooh. Knocks the tranny out.
It was shorter than that. He threw the bouncer against, a car on the other side of the
street. He threw the tranny against the car, yeah.
And he gets up and comes running, and he literally just goes like this. It was so quick. It was just a quick, and just went down,
boom, just right on the ground, and everybody on the
and again,
is laughing
we've been watching this
off.
For 2 minutes. Neither of us thought to we could take a movie of this. This might be awesome.
Neither one of us decided to take a video.
Because this was 2010. It was just slightly before everything got recorded anywhere, everywhere.
Yeah.
On the cusp.
Yeah. So the moral of the story is we spent 4 days in Rome, saw the Sistine Chapel, and all of these amazing treasures of antiquity. And when people always ask me what was your favorite part of Rome, I was like, dude, this one time this training got knocked out in front of this club.
It's not the Colosseum.
The Colosseum was in the background.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This one time I saw this tranny just take it.
Well, you got to be careful how you say the tranny took it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The only thing interesting that happened to me when I was overseas, my friend got drunk and punched a stop sign. That was it. No trannies were
involved. Did he break his hand?
No.
Oh, wow.
Just came back with this huge adrenaline rush. I was sleeping in the hotel room at the time. For some odd reason, I didn't like beer or alcohol at the time. So I'm sleeping in the hotel room. Friend comes back in. We're rooming together.
What about hallucinogens?
None of those either.
Because I was wondering, was that really a stop sign or was it a tranny?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I wasn't there at the time.
Were you guys in Rome at the time? Or?
We were in Italy. I don't think we were in Rome, though.
Okay.
We did go through Rome, but we were not there for this. Comes back in. Door opens up. Dan, I'm drunk. That's great, Brad. Dad, I punched a stop sign. I said that fucking thing couldn't tell me what to do, and I punched it in its face.
That's awesome.
All the things I'm going to miss, I want to see that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no trannies.
I've never been to Italy.
That you know of.
You were too
exactly.
drunk.
Exactly. Yeah. No, he was too drunk.
That's awesome.
I was too asleep.
That's awesome.
I didn't do Europe right. I got to go back.
We need to go back. Business trip.
Business trip to Europe.
Oh, come on. It won't be business.
Yeah.
But we'll just file it that way.
Absolutely. Dude, that was so fun. I was just thinking about it.
Oh, dude,
you just sort of see her limp body is just laying on the ground, and everybody on this balcony is breaking their shit laughing. Just
in fact, I think I've obviously seen people either movies or even just in reality on TV gotten knocked out. But I think that was the first time I've actually ever seen someone like got clean knocked out.
Like boom.
Right
like
in front of me
punch,
in real life.
Like,
I'm like, whoa. Wow. That actually does happen in real life.
We gave him a round of applause as he walked back into the club. The bouncer was like, yeah.
Wow. Went in
what
Rome.
Else? When? Yeah, went in Rome.
Sometimes you just have to look yourself in the mirror and say, when in Rome.
The only thing I'm disappointed about our Rome trip is that at the time they really hadn't started like the whole craft beer movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now, like, it's exploded over there. In fact, one of the guys who helps us with our t-shirt supply, he does some of the printing for us. He was over in Rome because he also works for Villanova. And he goes over there with students, like, once a semester. And he's in, like, a beer store. And he FaceTimes me. And he's like, oh, why don't you meet this guy who's actually from Ireland? Which is, you know, somewhat coincidental, but not really, I guess. Turns out the guy's literally
from the next
town over from where I live. Like, and I mean literally, like, I could walk to his tent.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, like, I didn't know him. He's, like, probably 10, 15 years older than me. But it's just funny. Like, he had this massive big beer store. And, like, we would all be salivating if you'd seen what he had on his shelf. Like, because he's getting all these, like, Belgium's obviously not that far away. These other, and, like, I was like, oh, man. So, I mean, Amazing. And apparently I was asking Mike, who's the guy from Villanova. I was like, is this out of the way? Like, how did we miss this? And he's like, oh, I don't think it was there then. But, like, it's actually pretty near one of the main train stations and stuff. So
well, that's where we were staying.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so.
Got to go back.
Yep.
Oh, no, we have to go back to Rome.
It's like I always say, if I lose my Swiss Army knife, I got to go back to Switzerland. God damn it.
Yeah, what a terrible thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. What else?
I won't get Toblerone this time.
What else is
yes,
good for
will.
An outtake reel? What are the good stories they have?
he's like scraping the barrel.
I think
what
you
else?
Guys are on the outtake reel more than anyone else, actually.
That doesn't
I think that's some funny
me.
Shit to say.
Yeah. I mean, this is prime outtake
this
stuff.
This is some of the best stuff ever.
No, no. Some people have probably almost like crashed their cars, probably laughing.
I hope not, at least.
All right, so there's this one time that Trevor slept with this girl. Just kidding.
One time, really?
Only one time.
All right. It was in Rome, and it turned out.
It turned out that there gave her dick.
Earlier, she was cleaning the bathroom.
Nice.
And
looked a lot like a person that got knocked out outside of a club.
Oh, dude, that's so funny.
Let's be honest, Luke. I have worse stories about you than you.
Oh, no, I know. No. I'm not going to tell you.
I just like
if you want to do that arms race, we can go there.
Arms race, nice.
I know.
I like the idea of a tranny flashing her tits drunk in a bar.
We're sitting at the bar. It wasn't even that busy. We've been on like a pub crawl where we joined up with this crowd and we just paid like $20 and they brought us like four or five bars because we didn't know where we were going in terms of bars. And we get there and we're just standing at the bar drinking and just like normal people do. And this... there was like it was kind of one of those L bars, so came around the side there. So we just kind of look over. She's like, and goes like that, and we're like, oh, okay.
Oh, look, tits. All right.
So if you know any transsexuals, email Wayne at beerbusterspodcast.com.
All right, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Always up for trying something new. Right?
Why not? Yeah.
That's disturbing.
Jesus.
So should we legitimately wrap this up?
Probably.
We should probably record an actual outro.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome.
Let the listeners know they need to sign up for our newsletter too.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Get what they missed.